Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we are continuing our discussion on the drumbeat chakra, but apparently, I'm just noticing that I must have been typing fast. It says the drumbrot chakra. It's an invention.
The
drum what? A drumbrot chakra. I had an extra letter in there.
Yeah.
So I've got to change that.
Brot, isn't that German?
Yeah. Drumbrot, it actually sounds more like I don't know, like some Eastern European language.
I think brot is German.
Well, brot is, but it's berot. Yeah. It actually, anyway,
well,
we don't need to characterize
the
my typo.
And, you can call it anything you want.
Okay, so that we're going to be discussing the drumbeat chakra, and that will be changed momentarily, and taking calls for on-air readings. We invite our callers to join us on Facebook and on Twitter and here on Blog Talk Radio. Please do join us. We would love to have you there. And the number to call today, 914-338-0164. Please press 1 to speak with us. 703 has not pressed 1. So if you'd like a reading, 703. Thank you. So you're second, and we have a caller ahead of you. We're going to be bringing you on in just a moment, but the number to call for further conversation, 562-596-7818. So I'm going to bring this caller. Looks like a foreign number. Hi.
Hi, this is Anshul.
Hi, Anshul. I thought that might be you. Hi, A-N-S-H-U-L. Could you give us your birthday card, Anshul?
It's June 20, 1973.
Thanks. Okay. What's going on? How's the situation with your employer?
Yeah, it's like now it's about to close. The sense that by June end, I will be released, and I'm expecting that they will make all the payments.
You know, it's really, we're not getting what you're saying because there's a lot of static. It sounds like.
Yeah, you got to talk directly into the into your
receiver.
Your mouthpiece there.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah. Talk right into it.
What, do you hear me?
It's all right.
We'll do our best. Go ahead. Repeat what you said.
Okay, so what I was telling was that now that it's about to be closed, and I expect that by June end I shall be released from this job, and they should make the payment of all the dues.
Oh, great. So he was having, do you remember, he was having problems with getting paid from his job,
mm-hmm.
and he's in, you're not in India right now, you're in somewhere in the Middle East, correct?
Yeah.
Working. So I'm just explaining to Neil Anshul. So he wasn't getting paid, and he's going to actually be leaving now the job and getting the money he was owed by
mm-hmm.
the end of June. So that's positive. So today, what's your question?
My question is that I don't see anything coming up, though, even though I have been trying something back in India, but nothing is showing up. So what do you see, or can you guide me with some...
So are you moving back home?
Might
at the
come
end of
up
June?
Because yeah, I'm moving back to India.
And you have no work there yet?
Well,
no, not yet.
Not yet. Well, so far, as of today, I don't see you getting any work until August. So it might be a month, a little bit over a month.
Okay.
And then I see you getting a job, and there the imagery is like a lot of parts to a communication mechanism. Like I'm looking at a lot of different mechanical parts. So it has something. What kind of work does he do again?
He's like an.
I'm into engineering.
What? Say that again, Anshul.
Engineering.
Engineer.
Project.
Well, the symbol is a lot of mechanical parts. So I'm seeing a lot of mechanical. It's a symbol, Anshul. So it seems to fit into what your profession is. And I see it. It's like in August, and it's like a building, but it's maybe three stories. There's three floors to it, and there's underground parking, but the building itself looks like a long, almost looks like a rectangle. But it's I don't know the logistics of what comprises a story. I don't know if there can be adjustments. You could have three stories, but I don't know if there's various lengths on what a architecturally speaking, what a story is, how many feet high it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 17 feet? I'm not sure. But it seems to be three stories high.
Okay.
Do you know, Anshul, what comprises?
I have connected with one of my ex-colleagues in one of the companies, and that company is into making storage tanks for petroleum products. So they are into projects of building tanks and ports. So I don't know if something works out there, then maybe.
Well,
this
on any account,
would be one.
It seems to be August. And it's in India. You'll be with your family. And right now,
but
it looks like
that's also far off. I mean, it's like it's much more distant from where my family is situated. I mean, from here it takes around 2 hours of journey. From there it will be 3-4 hours of flight distance. So anyway, I will not be closer to my family, but yeah.
Well, could your family locate closer to the, if you do find employment there, could your family locate closer?
Not for next 2 years.
Well, is your expectation is to return to your family and live with them? Is that what you would like to do?
Yeah, obviously. Because even if I join this, it will always be a straining to me. I mean, the idea already, I am staying without them for more than a year now.
Yeah.
So you're obviously wanting to be back at home.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I don't know. Maybe there's something closer. The site that I'm seeing seems to be in your mind about a 2-hour drive away or 2-hour distance away, whether it's by bus or car.
Well, people commute. I mean, that's a long commute, but I know people that have commuted 3-hour commutes.
It's
one
a
way.
Long time. I mean, you wouldn't have time.
No, that's 2 hours is okay for me.
God, if you live here,
he's gonna say what's that?
Say that again.
I said that even if it's 2-hour commuting, it's okay with me. Till that time, I have an opportunity to be with them.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it pays off. And then you have your weekends. So
I mean, people here commute.
Yeah.
I mean, a commute here is brutal in Los Angeles.
You know,
people are on the road a lot, you know, probably 4 hours out of their day.
Yeah. Where your family lives, where is, in your mind, the closest the closest place of employment? Potentially, where would be the closest place that you know of as we speak?
Yeah, there could be opportunities in two of the closest cities, but I am yet to hear anything about that opportunity. I haven't come across any opportunity.
Okay, let's just say August. Can you laugh? If you're returning, are you planning to return home anyways in June?
Yeah, it should be by the end June or first week of July.
Okay.
And his wife works; she's a teacher, so there's probably money
mm-hmm.
to sustain them, right? You're going to be okay till August if you don't have a job, right?
Yeah, that's not a problem. 2-3 months is okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's put
and,
out right now.
And do.
Well, let's put out right now that you're flying.
What? Let him talk.
Okay.
Go ahead, Anshul.
What I was asking was that do you see me getting into this training and coaching, which I have been kind of working on, but since it's not like happening in the sense that just because it's not lucrative from the terms of income?
Maybe. I mean, I'm seeing big changes in August, and you seem to be happy.
Okay.
That it's a vision I'm seeing.
Okay.
So it seems to me that you're satisfied. So if I were you, I would work on everything you want. Just work on everything that is appealing to you right now, so that by the time August comes around,
okay.
we'll see whatever manifests for you. But it seems like you're preparing for August, and August will be the month that will reveal to you where you're going to actually be. I can't. The only thing I'm getting right now is a three-story building. So that might change.
Okay, fine.
That might change. But on any account, it seems that August is positive.
Okay,
Anshul, hopefully
that
helps
you. That sounds
great.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, let's bring on 703. Hi.
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 Can you hear me?
Yeah.
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. My birthday is November 17th, 1977.
Okay.
I talked to Neil in a private reading in November for my 40th birthday. And I asked him about how long I would be staying in my current job, which at that point I'd been there for 16 years. I was really passionate about pursuing my own business. And he told me to pencil in May. And lo and behold, all of the things came together. And I am now self-employed. And I've left the business on great terms. First time I've ever been able to call into your show because I haven't been at work at noon, so I feel great about that. And everything is very positive. I'm just this week, the reality of being self-employed is getting me a little bit anxious.
Okay. And Jennifer, if I'm remembering correctly, you've got a couple of kids, husband. Am
I
remembering?
Yes.
You?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. I remember you. Okay. The joys of being self-employed, being able to call into our show.
Well, I'm not complaining about it because I don't want to cast a negative. I don't really, really feel negatively about it at all. I'm very excited. I was just looking for some, validation.
And what's your work? What do you do as a self-employed person? Because I'm not recalling that. I don't think you are either, Neil.
Well, I just launched a book. I just wrote a book, and I am a personal style and capsule wardrobe coach, and I also do brand and marketing consulting. But my primary business is coaching women to get rid of all the clothes that don't serve them and to create a forever wardrobe where they feel fantastic every single day. And I work with clients virtually and in person. And like I said, I just launched a book. And I also have opportunities
to do marketing. Now I'm knowing who you are.
Yes,
I know
you know.
You
I'm one of your biggest
yes.
fans.
I had you mixed up with someone else. No, I know who you are because I look at your Facebook and go, I need someone like her in my office. I buy the same thing over and over and over again. So I am not good.
Every woman does. Everybody does that. It's funny. I call it duplicate, but yes, that's who I am.
So now, okay. So, okay. Now I'm on track. I thought she was somebody else. But you also have two children. Okay, so...
I do have two children, and I also have a husband, yes.
Yes, and you have a husband. And he's a 2911, too. I remember you emailed me about him a long time ago.
Yes.
Before you ever talked to us personally.
Yes.
Okay, so we're getting on to... What's the question? I'm still confused.
She
I got off track about my own... Start thinking about my wardrobe here.
And I was actually... I'm okay with you talking about your wardrobe. That's what I do. But I was actually very concerned about my... husband's business when I talked to Neil, and Neil was like, I don't understand why you're acting so desperate about this. Everything's going to be okay, and everything is okay. And he's had a very strong year this year, much different than when I talked to you in November. But you basically told me that without telling you that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, sometimes We're constructed and created in a way to where fear should be legitimate because it protects us. And on a primitive level, fear is supposed to work because it provides for, like I said, security. However, what happens as we progress as a human being through time, we have conducted our fear into the element of psychological delusions, or in other words, we've piled into our body more fear than we need because life is more complex. We still have the survival rate going on. If we were talking millions of years ago, you'd be telling me, well, I'm concerned about the dinosaurs around us, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, we didn't have time to stick to a tiger.
Right.
You know, but today we have to categorize what is legitimate fear from psychological fear. Legitimate fear is I'm on a plane, it's going down, it's crashing into the ocean, and I'm afraid I'm going to die. That's legitimate. Illegitimate, I mean, nonsensical fear.
Fatherless fear. Illegitimate.
I'm afraid that... you start piling on to these things. I'm afraid if I go into business, it won't.
I won't be successful.
It becomes a
right.
psychological. It becomes more psychological than immediate.
Didn't we do a show about this recently?
Yeah. You know, when you called in November and you were fearful, it's okay to be concerned. And I guess we're humans. We can be concerned, worried.
Well, and it's prudent to be concerned about your financial situation, your security. I mean, obviously, you have to
right.
be cautious in life, you know.
I mean, Jennifer, if you said, you know, I'm planning to run for Secretary of State and I'd like to be there in 5 years, should I be nervous? I would say yes. I think you're an idiot. I think you're stupid. That's not going to happen. But when you present these things to me, well, the thing is, when you're, as a psychic, when you're looking at possibilities that become more subtle and warm, there is some legitimate platform in terms of saying, well, you know what, I don't think this is a good idea. You may not make it. This is a good choice. So there is some legitimate parameters around the idea that fear is existential and a little bit abstract, not concrete. When I did your reading in November, I recall it, your fears, your concerns were flooding me with, there wasn't there. It was smoke. Nothing was. Nothing hit me but a solid
vibration.
Vibration of
legitimacy in terms of a real fear.
Right.
That's legitimate.
If it did, you would have been talking to me, and I would have received your fear like a block of like a brick, and I would have said, "Oh boy, I'm getting
right.
bad feeling." But I didn't. So, you see, things are going along pretty well. Your husband's good. He had a great year, so that's okay. You've produced a book. Don't have fear. Have excitement. Bring into your world a kid doesn't know what he's going to get for Christmas, but just because he doesn't know, he doesn't sit around be moping. He's excited about Christmas, right? You wrote a book. This is what you do. Be excited about it. What's the matter? This is what you want to do. Why do you want to pile into it? Fear. Use your energy because psychically, I think you're going to do great.
So what's the name of your book, Jennifer, just so you can have a little opportunity
it's
to plug to our millions of listeners?
Close the Deal, CLOTHES, Close the Deal, The Guide for Transformative Personal Style. And I have a foreword by Christian Siriano, who is a very famous fashion designer and a friend from growing up.
Wow.
And it just launched. It went to bestseller in several different categories, and it's going to be published in book form, in paperback towards the end of the year, but it's available on Amazon right now.
Okay, great. So Close the Deal. And what were you doing? You said you're self-employed now, so you were doing this on the side and you had another job?
Yes, I was doing this on the side, helping, some clients with my process that I write about in the book in their own closet. But I work from home one day a week, so I was only able to do it one day a week. I had been employed by a large organization that operates hair salons on the East Coast, and I created a hair care brand for them, which is now a big and profitable business arm. But it was time.
Okay,
yeah.
So have you thought about getting an agent?
Getting an agent.
For the book or for her?
For the book or for everything?
Well, for everything.
For everything. So you can go on TV, you go on the Today Show and talk about it in a five-minute segment.
Yes. Okay, so agent, I have a press person, but she's, I've been trying to reach out to my network, which is big.
No, you're on the wrong path. You've got to go to the top. You got to produce some sense of sales, but your idea is fun. It's a fun idea. It brings up a good topic. It's great for a 5-minute segment on the talk shows, and it's a kind of a fresh idea.
I mean, are there other people? I don't really watch that kind of television, but there other?
I have a very vibrant and active Facebook group. I have 1,500 women. I have a huge engagement. I have been doing live video for a very long time. I'm incredibly comfortable on camera. The thing that's unique about what I write about and I teach about is the idea that you do not need hundreds and hundreds of clothes or a 500 square foot closet to be very stylish. And in fact, that's just consumption. You just need the right clothes that fit your body and your lifestyle and reflect who you are right now. So it is fun. And yes, I agree. It would make a great statement on television. And I've just been, I'm hustling, right? And I'm just hoping that connection will gel. And I talked to you about a television show, Neil, and I've been approached by two different people who recognize the inherent entertainment value and my ability to be present on camera and my sellability. And that was very exciting. And I went down a 6-month road with one of them and a 9-month road with the other. And both of them turned to be out, not to be phonies, but just people who worked in Hollywood that had, could see a great idea, but had no funding to back it.
Well, that's,
you're going to
run into that in that world for sure. So it's, you have to sift through the people. I'm looking at your book.
So it was a little bit of a letdown there because I really, really wanted that. But I also believe in divine timing,
Is this self-published or do you have a
I've
legitimate?
I've published with a group called The Different Press.
Yeah, I see that. I've never heard of it.
It's an organization here in Washington, D.C., and it was a program that I joined to write the book, a coaching program. So yes, and it is self-published, but it will be published by a print publisher in November.
But that's tip. I mean, it's very common. I mean,
is,
now
is
self-published
by a legitimate publisher.
She says a print publisher. I don't know what
that means.
So
well, you've retained the copyright. You've not the copyright. You've probably retained the rights to sell it to any other publisher that might want to pick it up.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
What you want to do is right now. What you want to do is you've already got everything down pretty pat. But what you need is an agent, a high-powered agent, to get you on the TV circuits and to start doing your little interviews and things like that. That's where you got to think next, in my estimation, because that's what I'm seeing now as we speak. And it might manifest. I'm not promising anything, but quit worrying. Quit worrying. You worry too much over nothing.
Yeah.
You don't.
I'm not really worried.
Like, don't put your energy into worrying. Put your energy into promotion and establishing this great idea, going on tour. You know, it's a fresh hit, and people are going to love to talk about that. And, you know, I mean, for a guy like me, I go into Target, I grab a shirt, and I'm out of there, you know. But you have – your audience is you know, it's compelling, and it's all part of the ego. People love to hear things and the psychological nature of what makes a person's clothes. Well, I don't need to tell you. But that, so you go on there, and if you can broaden the mindscape of what clothes are to people and how they can radically change their energy by wearing different kinds of clothes,
and also paring down their wardrobe,
and
which I think is
down
about
their wardrobe.
A big focus of hers.
Yeah, there you go. So get an agent right now. Focus on that.
Okay, Jennifer. Hope that helps.
Oh yeah, it does. Can I ask one small question? It's about the agent. I have a client that I'm going to go visit in New York City on Friday. She is somewhat high profile. She wrote a book. She is the sister of a Today Show, the White House person, the Today Show. She's blind. She's losing her vision and her hearing. Seeing angle for a philanthropic arm. I have another very good friend who's blind. And you actually said something about sight when we talked. Do I have friends with eye problems? And he's blind, too. And I'm going to do his closet next week for free. And I'm going to document it, write a blog post about it and stuff. I feel like there's a real I do really love helping people. And there's a real need for certain people who have different disadvantages or visually impaired specifically to have a formula so that they don't have to worry about, like, their clothes not matching when they leave the house or having food on them or, you know.
Well,
I help set up systems. So is that
I think elevating elevating it beyond just, you know, helping women and you know, helping their egos express themselves and actually helping people who are have certain disadvantages is right in with her master number. She's a 7. So,
Yeah, and in addition to that, you know, we are looking at also, because you're calling this show, colors are related to chakras. And even a person who is blind wearing vibrant colors is the antithesis. Most time you think someone's blind, they're going to wear a black suit or white clothes, they're kind of bland. A blind person wearing colorful clothes produces an energy not only without but within. So there's a combination of the colors we wear, and this is all throughout nature, because the more colorful you are, the more you get the mate.
Well,
so,
if you're male.
So you attract
if you're
energy.
Male.
If you're a flower, yeah. Well, there's some females too. But anyways, in the flamboyancy of color related to the energy and the chemistry of the chakra system and the inward energy that we absorb from the colors we wear and the styles we wear, there's a lot to be said about how that can even change more than just your wardrobe. You're changing your life, which, of course, you would be prone to discuss. So take that out and see and let us know how it goes.
I will.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer.
Encouragement. Yes, have a great day.
You too. Okay. Our next caller is 812. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Nicole, and my birthday is July 23rd, 1984.
Okay, Nicole. And what state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Indiana, Boonville, Indiana.
Okay. And what's going on, Nicole? I remember you because you had a boyfriend or husband that was in rehab, right, in Florida?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last month, I lost my 26-year-old nephew. I was wondering, does he have any messages? He left an 8-month-old daughter behind.
When did that happen? Last month, you said?
Mm-hmm.
God, I feel like we've talked to her about this before, too. But we haven't talked to you in the last month. What's his birth date? What was his birth date?
November 15th, I believe, mm-hmm. was 1990 or 91.
I know we talked to her about this. 8/18.
27/9.
Right before, I know we talked.
But there's November.
I know. Okay.
Messages. Was he separated from the mother of the child?
They weren't separated. They live in two different households.
That's separated, though.
In our world,
yeah.
We're going to call that separated.
Yeah, not
I'm getting
physical separation, not an emotional separation, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm getting a kind of a separation there, and I'm getting a lot of a lot of times when people. When they cross over under any means, they don't always dwell on the way they did it. They dwell on the energy that was created that caused it. But I'm getting a lot of friction around his neck, the neck area. I don't know if
what's
there
the
was,
method of.
It doesn't mean that that's the way he died, like hanging himself or something like that. But in the area, first of all, of there being that physicality of separation between him and the mother of the child, that's one thing that's uh-huh. going on. But there's a terrible constriction, almost like a strangulation in terms of the way this human being left the planet, because there seems uh-huh. to be just so much stress around the person. That they couldn't handle the immediacy of the Earth's walk. What was the cause of his death?
Somebody sold a bad batch of heroin.
Heroin?
Yeah, I thought it was drugs, but I can't remember if we've talked to her about this.
So did he die of an overdose?
Yeah, he got a bad batch of heroin, yet an overdose. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that could be the constriction.
That would be the constriction
too,
because
of the breathing.
He wouldn't breathe. He'd die. His heart would stop. So mm-hmm. and the terrible pressure. This human being could not handle the world. And,
yeah.
So what he decided, it's tragic what he did, but what he's saying is, you know what? I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm checking out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting over again. I gotta just let this go. So mm-hmm. The problem is not that he got a bad batch. The problem is that he had an addiction.
Yeah.
It's not about he was a heroin addict, but what killed him? Oh, he got some bad heroin.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying he put a gun to his head playing Russian mm-hmm. roulette, and he got the one bullet. He's playing a game that he shouldn't have been playing, and that comes from a long line of stress. He collected a lot of problems, but blessings as well. And he's right now saying, what happens, this is not a deliberate suicide. It's a sort of path that leads to destruction and the consciousness behind it, even though we can study it and say, there's reasons for why this person was going through this. So his message is, I'm in the astral realm. I've got a lot of work to do. It's not so much an escape as it is I've landed into a classroom of sorts, and I'm being lectured, and I'm addressing everything. So I don't escape.
Right.
What I do is I might be able to start over again, but not yet. He does talk. He does talk about a trip. Are you planning a vacation, a trip? Are you going somewhere with your family or something, Nicole?
I want to go to Florida. I've been planning on trying to go to Florida. Yeah.
Yeah.
My family lives in Florida too, so.
He's aware. He's around you, probably because you asked. And he's absorbing something about you and then dispersing it to me. Some element of validation, maybe not a big strong note, but what he's saying is, I'm around you, Nicole, and I'm aware you're talking to this person, these people, and that I'm absorbing something about your trip. So what he's saying is connect to family. He's saying that that's one thing that I should have thought about before I even started this. But sometimes families don't always work out right. So that's the one thing. Also, there's someone in your family with an alcohol problem, someone in your family who has a drinking problem. Do you know who this is?
Well, my ex-husband is an alcoholic. So.
And is this cousin alive or crossed?
He's alive, but I do have family members that passed on and have alcohol issues.
So that's alive and deceased.
Yeah. Are you close to the one that's alive?
My ex-husband, he calls me now and then.
Well, is this cousin around your age area?
No, it's not my cousin. It's my ex-husband. My ex-husband, Michael.
Oh, her. I thought she said cousin, too.
I thought you said cousin. Yeah. You said cousin.
Yeah, it sounded like cousin to me. You must have said husband, but it's tough with the connection. So we knew about, I didn't know he was an alcoholic. I thought he had a drug problem, but anyway. I mentioned him.
You speak to him? Do you still talk to him?
He's called me this past month and stuff like that, but he has problems. You know, staying out of jail. He's going in and out of jail, and
Well, Nicole, you're around better, a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but she also said that she has family members that have crossed that were alcoholic. Mm-hmm. So that
Not your job. It's not your job to reform your ex, but I will say I'm worried about him. I'm worried about him. Has he ever owned a gun, or has there ever been any altercations with a weapon with him?
He likes guns. I've never seen her own a gun, but I talked to his ex-girlfriend, and she was telling me something about a gun with him, with his ex-girlfriend now.
Well, you know, this isn't the most pleasant reading. The one that crossed over, he's around you, he's aware of you. It's always good to send a blessing to him, a prayer. That helps out him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Your ex is in big trouble. His path is not too bright, I'll tell you that. And, you know, you got to take care of yourself.
Well, at one time she wanted to stay in the relationship with the husband. She was trying to make it work and he was in rehab. But, yeah, obviously you guys did divorce. So that's probably a good thing. I mean, you don't have children, right?
No, we don't have children, no.
So, I mean, keeping in touch with them, I guess it's a personal choice, but there's really no reason, I would say,
cut
the relationship.
You need to radically change your life, Nicole. What are you working?
Not at the moment. I get disability.
What's your disability?
I was born with a learning disability.
A learning disability. So how and you're not able to work?
No, not really. Because I tried work and I don't keep jobs too long.
Hey, you need to radically change your life. You're on this planet, Nicole. You've got one life down here on this planet, and if you don't start radically changing your life, your whole life is going to be one day after the other. You know, I'm not real happy. I don't. You know, I'm always struggling. There are ways for you to change your life. You have, you know, you have some really good qualities. It probably will take more than this conversation. Maybe you need to speak to a counselor or somebody. But you need Nicole.
Is there anybody that you have to talk to, Nicole?
I do talk to a therapist, actually.
And what does the therapist say? Like, I mean, do you talk about maybe what you would do if you were able to work? I mean, do you have any interest?
Well, yeah, because like I actually I do my YouTube channel too. That's also something I do at home. I have my own business, and then I also I do tarot cards for YouTube, and then I also go to school on top of that too.
So you go to what?
I go to school for medical billing
and
coding.
So you go to school. So you actually, I mean, you not working. Obviously, you're in school. You're running a YouTube channel. You seem to be able to. Maybe being self-employed is a better route for her to take because she's not really interested in being in a structured environment.
You like entertainment. You like the aspect of the media. What are you going to school for?
Medical billing and coding.
So there's a
what are you saying? You have
learning disability. If you're able to go to school, I mean, not that we're coming down on you or anything. If you're able to go to school, you can certainly.
Don't say you have a look. Don't label yourself with
code
that
yourself.
Word.
Right.
Don't do that. Don't stop that. And we don't, learning disability, Einstein had a learning disability. He didn't speak.
Right.
He couldn't tie his shoes. He couldn't speak. Don't forget about the learning disability word. It's not a good word unless, you're on some
reinforcing
kind of medical apparatus.
A negative. State. But maybe Nicole could do something. I don't know if there's medical billing and coding that you can do from home and be like a independent contractor, but perhaps, you could do something like that. What's your YouTube channel? You can tell everybody.
Miss Leo Tarot.
I'm sorry?
Miss Leo Tarot, because
Miss
I'm
Leo Tarot.
Leo. Mm-hmm.
You do tarot card readings?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, you learning disability. Give me a break. You don't have a learning disability. Don't say that again. You're a creative person. You use the imagination. You work with symbols. There's nothing wrong with your brain. What we got to do is get you into a new form of defining yourself and working on that avenue there. Review, what is it called? And creating a whole new picture code and definition code, right?
Right.
So, we're probably telling you something maybe you already know, but we're telling you it again, hammering it in. And let's see if we can get you into a different attitude. So when you call us, you're going to talk to us about positive things.
What is she, a 36.9? I didn't even have her up.
As far as your nephew is concerned, it's a tragedy.
36.9.
But right now, he's in the energy of looking over his life because he didn't spend it the way he should have. And what you don't want to fall into that same classroom when you cross over. Wasted lives are the biggest thing we can do to ourselves that's detrimental to positive thinking. So make the most of your life. Have enjoyment with it. Enjoy it. Pursue your interests. You're self-employed, or maybe you're going to be working in the medical thing, but you can be doing both. You're doing tarot card readings. Promote it and keep yourself in a positive attitude.
Okay, Nicole, we have to move on to our next caller, but hopefully that helps you. Okay, take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Okay, 334. Hi, you're on
air.
Hi.
Hey, this is Kira from Alabama.
I'm sorry, your name again?
Shakira from Alabama.
Oh, Shakira. Hey, Shakira.
Yes. I usually call and ask about love, but I want to know, will I get this job that I applied for, or will something else come available?
Okay, and you also have not been working for a while, like our previous caller.
Yes, ma'am.
What job did you apply for?
Ma'am?
What job?
Oh, it was cleaning.
Cleaning.
Okay.
Because you worked at a brief, it was a cleaning offices or something. 5983.
Yes.
5983, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's your birthday?
Yes.
Okay. Offices, cleaning. And is this a similar cleaning job?
Yes, ma'am. It's just the hours are better.
Okay.
Is it with an agency?
Yes, the company.
a company? Is it a cleaning service like a Mary Maids, or are you like working for a specific, like a doctor's office or something like that?
I don't know if it'd be a doctor's office or a medical facility or either a car place, dealership.
But
he runs all of those.
So, but is it like an agency, like a maid service place that you applied for, or?
Yes, I applied for. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's what we were trying to.
Okay, do you have any challenges? Are you overweight? Do you have any problems with your breathing, your back?
I'm somewhat overweight.
Somewhat overweight.
Yes.
Are you able to sustain a good working day? Do you have any other physical challenges?
I injured my leg back in 2004, but I'm still able to move around and clean up. I have to clean up, you know, at home. So.
Well, are you going in for an interview? Or are you waiting? Have you had your interview?
No, I haven't had one. I did an application. You told me to apply for it, and then that was it. That was, I don't remember the date. Let me, hold on. It was on the 15th of May.
Okay, so here, this is the best Chris and I can do for you. Instead of trying to see the future, let's create the future. We've got to create that you are called in for an interview. That's the number one. Number two, I would, and I'm sure Kristen would agree, your voice has to become more upbeat. You have a kind of down voice. Maybe it's just for the moment, but talk with animation.
She suffers from depression. Isn't that why you haven't worked? Because aren't you on disability too, Shakira?
Yes, I just wanted to see if you've seen anything for work coming in.
What Neil is saying is something needs to change in your delivery and something with your voice. You still sound very depressed. So in terms of drawing something in, there has to be an internal change within you where, you know, there's more.
What are you depressed about?
Joy disease.
What's your depression centering around? Just your life?
Yes, and I just want to work. I just want to know if the job coming through.
Okay, now you sound better. No, I like your voice there. It just sounded better. You just changed it. You want to work. Good. Well, good. That's a good note. So let's say you are going to work and you're going to get this job. You're asking us if you're going to get the job, and we're saying to you, you can get it if you have a good attitude. You're going to get it. Don't tell them you had a leg injury. Don't bring up all your
ailments. Yeah, I didn't mention any of that. I haven't.
Good. Mm-hmm. You're already sounding better. You're sounding employable. To me, your voice is changing, and if you're a little bit overweight, you know, they might look at you and think, oh, you're kind of overweight. I wonder if you can handle the job. Just say, oh, yeah, I'm fit as a pickup truck. I can
I lose weight like doing this cleaning job.
I don't think I've ever heard that one. I think it's fit as a fiddle.
Nah,
but,
we don't want fiddles. We want pickup trucks. I lived in Oregon, and I, unfortunately, to survive there, I had to do clean motels, and they did it for seven damn years. So I know what it's like. And I know what that kind of work is like, and I know what it does to the mind and the body.
And now I'm Neil's personal maid.
Yeah, now she's a yeah.
Wonderful.
but you know what work is work. No one's above any kind of work. I had to go through it myself. I'm old enough to be your father. So we all have our episodes of life. Don't feel down. We're gonna pray that you get that job.
So she can follow up. You said you don't know when you applied, but you can, you know, call.
It was the 17th, I texted him the other last week to ask him has anything showed up, because he was telling me the middle of June.
Uh-huh.
So I contacted him last week, and he was telling me nothing yet, but he'll keep me in mind. So
is there an
employment
agency where you can, what you're going to say?
Your voice has changed dramatically.
Okay, that's good.
I like your voice now. I would hire you.
Unfortunately, we don't have any jobs available.
Yeah.
But,
see, you're laughing,
better,
your voice
yeah.
is higher. Forget about depression. You know, okay, depression. But it's not going to do you any good to keep thinking about it. You got
to
be up.
Right.
You
that's why I'm trying
job.
To get myself busy with work, have something to look forward to, and
that's
go
good.
To work.
I mean,
know.
That's a really good attitude to have. I think also, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to apply other places because you're waiting for this one position. And if you've got all your eggs in one basket, then that can possibly be disappointing. I mean, we're not saying that it's not going to
mm-hmm.
pan out with this specific employer, but I would apply other places. Definitely.
Yeah.
Go on Craigslist.
But let's
yeah,
see
I
what's available. Let's try to land this job. Tell the guy, call him again in a week
yeah.
or two and tell him how eager you are to work and that you're ready and that you're fit as a fiddle and a pickup truck.
Pickup truck. Fit as a pickup truck.
Okay.
God.
Well,
we coin all kinds of new
yeah,
words and expressions here.
We're going to think, we're going to put out some good energy for you and we will
okay.
work in our off hours here. We never have really off hours.
No, we really don't.
But we will work on and think about you and put out that energy. And you call us back and tell us you got the job.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Shakira.
Thank
Take
you
care.
So much.
You're welcome. Keep in touch. Bye. Okay, we've got like very little time here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we decide to help people first and then we get to our top. Most price shows get to the topic and then
I think they intersperse a lot of them, you know, we'll start with the topic, then take some calls, then get back to the topic. But
well,
and we used to actually start with
that.
The topic. Yeah, we're pretty regimented about that for several years actually, but people want their readings. So
they want their readings and this is a service we give to people first. And then try to get around to our topic, which is right this moment, the heart chakra, the drumbeat of the heart chakra.
Which, and I don't know where we left off last time either, so.
I think we're between
don't.
Beats.
Maybe.
The whole, that's the whole thing. It's amazing how we can conduct like a conductor. We have a way to conduct our heartbeat. We can actually control it. We don't have to wait for something to happen, right? We don't have to wait for something to happen. We're scared, or we get excited, nervous, we get flustered with happiness. We don't have to wait for something to happen, and the heart doesn't have to be on automatic beat. Basically, our hearts are automatically beating, and that's fine. That keeps us alive. But what we don't think about as that fourth chakra is how we can conduct our heartbeat at any given moment of the day, maybe for a minute or two. Try it. Think about your heartbeat and think about it going faster. Think about something exciting and just play with it. Think about something sad. See what it does when you think about something sad, how your heartbeat changes. But what's interesting, everyone should have a stethoscope, I believe. What's the matter?
It's funny. Where's yours?
I
you don't
I'm
have
happy, a I'm Harpo Marx. I happen to have
We
right
don't have a
yet.
Stethoscope.
Because I don't need it.
Well,
but I'm saying
maybe I
for
do.
All those...
No, it's funny because I took, you know, it's really funny. I took my blood pressure yesterday. I mean, obviously we had this topic on Friday, but controlling your heartbeat, monitoring your heart rate.
Yeah.
I was looking at my pulse and so on and so forth. I don't do it too often, but.
Well, I don't mean that, but that's fine. But I'm talking about the drumbeat. I'm talking about listening to your heart when you're thinking. When you're deliberately
Well, I understand
thinking.
That. But, I mean, you know, monitoring heart rate is what you're talking about
too.
With a stethoscope.
Yeah, with a stethoscope.
With a stethoscope. There's the difference.
That you
listening
listen,
to it.
You listen to how
but
your
we're kind
heartbeat,
of on the same.
Your heartbeat it is in tune with your thinking. Now, you're going to have to be really good at it because most of the time heartbeats are just regularly beating. There's a regular beat to a heartbeat.
Well, unless
but,
you have like an arrhythmia or something.
Something like that. But guess what? you can put your telescope to your heart, to your chart chakra there, and think things to the point to where you feel that the thoughts are getting into your emotions,
and
your emotions will feed into your heart,
changing the heart rate,
and then change the heart rate. Yeah.
Well, and you know, people through meditation, obviously, breathing, so on and so forth, regulate their heart rate in terms of calming the heart rate, as opposed to,
right,
you know, using emotions.
Well, in terms of meditation,
you
don't usually have a hip hop tune. It's more of a solemn, chant,
right? What, exactly?
Something kind of slow and hypnotic. The heartbeat.
The binaural beats can be a little bit more. Binaural beats.
Well, that can be.
There's more. It's more of an elevated.
You know, but we don't really go around saying, you know, I have a, my heartbeat is jazz. My heartbeat is classical. My heartbeat is pop music. You don't, we don't have a, we don't, we tend to forget that we are walking 24/7 with a musical beat. We think of it as a heartbeat, but we're calling it a beat, the beat of music, the beat of energy. That is the first sign that is a universal language. The one thing about the sound of an instrument is that it's universal. I mean, you can have the flavor of a country. We can really see the difference between the Russian composers and the English composers and the German composers, and everybody has their essence.
Well, it's not the national origin of the composers, but it's the period in which they compose.
Right.
Obviously,
and the period,
there's going
to
be a big
down to subtopics. But
difference.
We have to think of that heart chakra because it is the balance chakra of the entire unit of the body. And it's the one chakra that if it stops, we're dead. I mean, the liver, the kidneys, they're all important. But the heart chakra is the crown of the body, aside from the
brain.
They both are crowns. It doesn't matter, queen and queen. Who cares? But anyways, it is the center of our consciousness because it is linked with our thoughts, with our emotions, and of course, with the attitude that we carry as we move through the day on a rhythm of energy. So briefly, we didn't get much time. I know we're out of time now. So,
we are out of time. So maybe we'll continue this. And maybe not. We'll see on Friday. So definitely tune in on Friday, everybody. 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks.